This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. It says there, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." End of quote. Worship is more than attending a church to praise and thank God. Of course, attending a Christ-honoring and Bible-teaching church to praise and worship God is essential. God instructed us to do so in the Bible. However, worship is more than just open worship in a building where the church gathers. In Isaiah chapter 1 verses 13 to 14, the Lord said to the worshippers who brought sacrifices to Him in the temple, He said, "Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbath, and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Your new moon feasts and appointed festivals I hate with all my being. You come to worship and sacrifice, but your hands are full of blood. Wash and clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong." He also said, "Come now and let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Although your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." End of quote. True and proper worship comes from a transformed person with a renewed mind. Our today's insight says, what motivates you to worship? What is the manner of worship? And what is the true and proper worship? Beloved, your motivation to worship the Lord is His mercies and kindness toward you. When you remember God's grace and mercies, you are motivated to worship the Lord. God's mercies are all things He gave to you that you do not deserve. God's love, salvation, His favor, eternal life, hope, justified by Christ's blood, receipt of God's righteousness, forgiveness, reconciliation, peace with God, peace of God, loving kindness, goodness, spiritual and physical blessings, Holy Spirit, Christ's intercession on your behalf, protection, deliverance, health, well-beings, and the list goes on. Especially in the context of this book of Romans, God's mercy is His salvation, that Christ died for you while you were still a sinner and paid in full all your debts that you owed to God. Romans 6:23 says, "For all the wages of the sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." End of quote. Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, because of the varied and manifold mercies you received from the Lord, is the motivation to worship Him." Secondly, what is the manner of worship? In view of the manifold mercies of God, you offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. There is a connection between this verse and chapter 6, verse 13 and 19. 6:13 says, "Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourself completely to God, for you were dead and now you have a new life." End of quote. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. In view of the mercies of God, give yourself completely to God. Although it says to offer your bodies, the meaning is to offer the whole of you, body, mind, soul, heart, hands, legs, face, and all to God. Beloved, when you offer your bodies, it does not mean you sacrifice your body like the animal sacrifices on the altar in the olden days. Hence the usage, living sacrifice. You live and offer your bodies, not by taking away your life. Your body and life belong to God. He has a definite purpose and plan for it. You must continue living even if life gets tough and show forth your love as an offering to God. God will help and empower to do it. Secondly, holy. Holy means set apart for God. You as a believer saved by God is different from other human beings of this world. You are set apart for God's purposes and God's kingdom. You are otherly, and you do not belong to the present world system and its standards and thought process. Colossians 3:1-4 says, "Since then, You have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. End of God. You progressively become more like Jesus Christ. Certain things you liked and enjoyed in the past, you would start hating as you set apart for the Lord in holiness. Thirdly, pleasing to God. You should not try to please men around you. You are called to please God. You cannot please men and God at the same time. Galatians 1:10. Many believers try to please others. The question is, are you trying to get the approval of men or of God? Pleasing God means you have the mind of Jesus Christ. Christ is full of grace, love, compassion, kindness, goodness, humility, patience, and long-suffering. Christ loved all people with no bias of their backgrounds. He did not discriminate. And Christ reached out to sinners with love and compassion. Do not be like Pharisees who hated the forgiveness, mercy, and grace of the Lord. Do not be like the elder brother of the prodigal son, who did not like the coming back of his lost brother. He would not even enter his father's house because of his hypocritical opinion about his brother. He said, "You are worthless son who spent your money on prostitutes." However, you know, the father loved his coming back because his eyes were always on the horizon every day, waiting for his lost son to come back. Be like Father and Jesus Christ. Forsake Pharisee mentality. God hates the Pharisaic attitude. He would not please in such worship. Only if you got an understanding of the fullness of grace in Christ and Father, you would be able to behave like Jesus Christ. Your whole life must be based on the basis of mercies and graces you received. And may these freely outflow from you, as it did from Jesus Christ. This is how you would please God. Beloved, worship is more than just attending Sunday or midweek services, though they are essential. Worship is the dedication of your whole being in the presence of the Lord every day of your life, in view of the mercies you received from Him. Do you want to do true and proper worship? Offer your whole being as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Forget about the past. We may all have failed in the past, but God gave us a future to live. When we hear the word of God, may we re-surrender, rededicate our rest of our life for the Lord. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I dedicate my whole being as living, holy, and acceptable sacrifice to you for your purposes and plans. Lord, use me fully and totally for your name. Forgive my sins, Lord. Have mercy on me. Wash me and cleanse me from all my sins. You promised you will clean me. You promised that you will make me an honorable vessel to serve you again. I come to you, Lord, with all humility and worship you. May the grace and mercy you heaped upon me freely flow out of me. May I never try to please men around me. May my goal is to please you through my life, filled with grace, mercy, and forgiveness. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.